Every few weeks, Washington State Poet Laureate Elizabeth Austin joins us to share poetry from around the Pacific Northwest. Today, Elizabeth tells Marcy Silman about a book for anyone with a teenage daughter or young woman on their holiday shopping list.
It's a poetry anthology called Courage, Daring Poems for Gutsy Girls, and it was co-edited by a local writer named Karen Finifrock, along with Rachel McKibbins and Mindy Nedefee. So I asked Karen Finifrock to come in and record a few of the poems for us.
Love, Karen Finifrock. The title of this anthology gives me a bit of an idea about subject matter. Is it poetry by teenage girls?
No. Karen and her co-editors gathered poems by adult women that would speak to the particular experience of being a teenage girl. Marcy, I love this book, and the first time I gave it as a gift was to my goddaughter as she was starting high school a couple of months ago. One of the things I love about it is that many of the poems, including this first one we'll hear, are about power, the discovery and complications of it. So here's Karen Finifrock.
The First Time I Hit a Boy by Mindy Nedefee. It doesn't matter that I smile too big and too much, or that my looks shout warning like a poodle shouts guard dog. He was dumb enough to say cruel things about my sister to my face. Hey, how come you turned out so pretty and she turned out so butt ugly? And then pop! Kablam! Or, you know, however the comic book boys would say it, I swung hard and did not miss. There's not much else to the story. I'd never met my fist, and then I did. I was 12. I had barely tasted anger. It was like a mouthful of copper pennies, hate wishes. The other kids just froze there in circle around us, their mouths opening on their hinges, then rusting there. It hurt like hell when his braces grated my knuckles, and we both cried out like girls, though he squeaked more from trying to hold it in and looked genuinely hurt when he asked, "What did you do that for?" I was speechless, because I knew, but I didn't know. I was as surprised as he was to find I had fuses, to discover them blown. Everyone stared and stared for the longest time, and then a few of the other boys started to laugh, doubled over even. There was a trickle of coins on the sidewalk, and then he was changed forever. Fury and pity flickered on and off in me. This was also the first time I learned there were 1,000 strangers inside of me. Some of them were violent. The only one with an answer to his question hadn't yet learned to speak.
That's Karen Finifrock reading the poem The First Time I Hit a Boy. The poem is by Mindy Nedefee from the anthology Courage, Daring Poems for Gutsy Girls. And listening to that, Elizabeth, I have to say that it reminded me of a scene from one of the Harry Potter movies where Hermione punches Draco Malfoy, the bully, you know, really is kind of thrilling, even though it hurts to hit somebody.
Well, and one of the things I appreciate about this poem is that it's not glorifying the hitting. For me, the moment of discovery is this is also the first time I realized there were 1,000 strangers inside of me and all the implications of that. It so captures adolescence, I think.
Yeah, really amazing.
So, you know, I asked Karen how they decided what to include in the book, and she told me that her co-editors, Rachel McKibbins and Mindy Nedefee, insisted that the book have a wider, maybe even a darker scope than Karen would have chosen on her own. Here's what she had to say about that.
I was a very sheltered teen, and so I may have skewed much younger on the poems that I would have chosen. I was sort of a late bloomer. There were a lot of subjects that I didn't learn about until college. Whereas I think that both Mindy and Rachel said, no, let's be inclusive. Let's err on the side of speaking to more the experience of more girls experiencing difficult things, violence, sexual assault, the things we don't want for any girl to have experienced. And in that way, I think that I was tempted to leave them out of the book because I don't want to think that any teenage girl anywhere is having that experience. But we know that's not true. And so why would we leave out speaking to that girl who has had this experience already so young in life?
So I wanted to include one of those poems. Here's Karen introducing it.
In case you ever need it, it is here by Daphne Gottlieb. Take this as yours. Rip this from the book, or make a copy, fold it in half and half again, and put it in your wallet, or between the mattress and the box spring, or taped under your desk, so it is there, if. Know this. What happened to your body, to your head, to your heart, is not your fault. It is not something you deserved or caused. It is like blaming yourself for someone hitting your hand with a hammer. If that person is you, put the hammer down. Let it be an accident. Let it be the end. The body, heart, brain knows how to heal. It knows how to knit back together, how to suture and secure. Let it do what it does. Your body is yours. Your body will always be yours. You are not what happened. Your whole life is not just this. You do not speak a language made of this. This is not your name. Your name is your own. Let your name be the name of someone who can do the unthinkable, stands up and keeps moving. You are standing. You are taking a shower and eating breakfast. You are going to classes or going to work. You are doing impossibly hard things. Keep going and keep going, and there is summer. Laugh, even if it is with rage. Open your mouth and your fists. Tell the truth. Tell a friend. Listen to someone else's heart. It is beating a miracle. You are both here. When scars are new, they shine. Be all the glitter you need.
That's Karen Finifrock reading In Case You Ever Need It, It Is Here by Daphne Gottlieb. The poem is included in the anthology Courage, Daring Poems for Gutsy Girls. And you can find more links to information about the Courage anthology and to local writer and editor Karen Finifrock at our website, kuow.org. Elizabeth, thanks so much for bringing that in.
You're welcome, Marcy.
KUOW's Elizabeth Austin with Marcy Silman. This is The Record on KUOW.